Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. We're sitting down with Eric Hoffman, a DNR conservation officer here in Marion County, and we're going to be talking a little bit about a couple of hunting subjects. And first and foremost, Eric, I'd like to thank you for coming on again.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Evan.
You know, getting right into it, there's some debate in the legislature about the ban on lead shot for bird hunting. And I'm just wondering, what's the difference between lead shot and steel shot when it comes to general hunting purposes?
Last year, when the legislation actually went through, there was a ban on prohibiting lead shot for dove hunters, but that was actually repealed by one of the committees, so it would be up for debate again this year. But as of last year, lead shot was legal to use while dove hunting. At this point, it still is legal until that something changes with that. But some of the differences between lead and steel shot are basically lead is a more dense metal than the steel. Even though it's more dense, it is a softer metal. So when those pellets that are shot from the shotgun come out, they deform slightly, so what that creates is a longer shot string versus the steel, which is a shorter shot string. And some guys that are typically used to shooting steel notice that a little bit, and they say that the steel does not perform well as the lead. But basically, the main thing is knowing what ammunition you're shooting out of your shotgun and how that ammunition performs out of your shotgun.
And when you say that it has a longer shot string, does that mean it has more range?
No, not necessarily. Basically, the shot string is the distance from the first shot or the first pellet that's in that shotgun shell as it's being fired to the very end. And a lead shotgun shell, that shot string will have a longer shot string. Basically, that's the effective area that it could kill a bird as that shot is traveling through the air. So when we look at lead versus steel, steel is going to have a little bit tighter, shorter shot string. And what that means is basically it's a smaller area for that bird to fly through that shot. So typically when guys in the past have been shooting lead, they've had that longer shot string and they've been able to be a little bit less precise on their shot versus steel, where it's a smaller shot string and doesn't give them that larger margin of error.
And now you guys at the DNR are offering classes on this stuff.
Correct, yeah. With the inception of steel shot only for waterfowl, the DNR, we put on several classes throughout the year. It's called concept training, and basically what it does is it teaches shooters to know exactly how their shotgun performs. And the biggest thing, there's the arguments on both sides of the aisle for lead versus steel shot. The biggest thing for hunters to know is the capabilities of their shotgun and the capabilities of themselves. And one thing our concept classes do is teach hunters both that steel shot will do performing through their shotgun and knowing that their effective range. And that's one of the biggest things, too, is knowing what your abilities are on the field and sticking within those abilities to effectively and ethically harvest game.
And when will these classes take place, and where are they, and what sort of info on them?
Typically, the classes are offered in the summer months, and people can go to our Department of Natural Resources website. There's a link on there for training, and they can go and search through their area on when classes would be available.
Moving on to the other hunting season that we're in the midst of now, and here in Marion County, it isn't so much in full swing, but it is in the state in general. And that's the end of the season, antlerless season for deer. And I know you mentioned to me before we turned the mic on that we don't have any tags here in Marion County, but other counties do still have tags remaining. What should hunters keep in mind for that season?
Correct, yes. Our January antlerless season is still going on. That goes through January 29th. We had all of our antlerless tags in Marion County were sold out during our late muzzleloader season, so currently they can't purchase a tag to go out and hunt doe hunt in Marion County, but there are still other counties where all the quotas have not been filled, typically down the southern part of Iowa as we're seeing that. Some things just to kind of keep in mind with that season, hunters are still required to wear blades blaze orange while hunting with a firearm during that season. And during the January antlerless season, those deer can be taken with a archery, a muzzleloader, a handgun, shotgun, or in the bottom two tiers of counties, a rifle is a legal method of take for the antlerless season.
Party hunting is allowed for this season, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, if someone is seen hunting around here that probably shouldn't be, or if someone else spots just a general DNR violation or something that they want to let you guys know about, what should they do?
Absolutely. Our job, we're spread kind of few and far between, and we work much more effectively on information from the public. We always want calls from the public. Anytime that anybody sees possible fish and game violation, you can contact myself at area code 641-891-2004 at any time, and I'd be glad to help you with whatever violations or information that you could provide.
All right. Well, thanks a lot again, Eric, for coming on and talking to us on Let's Talk Pella.
Thank you very much.
Once again, you're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This has been Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.